Greetings, Be Aware people. Welcome to Be Aware Nation, a corporation for evolution. We invite you to interact with us as we explore, develop, and synthesize awareness throughout layered living. We're evolutionizing the way people think, feel, and deal by merging medias into minds that matter. Being aware is a state to put your mind in. Join us as we consciously work to adapt the frameworks, models, and structures that make up all of our present-day operating systems and ownership models. We're here to fully explore the realm of where the ethereal becomes the material. Be Aware Nation is guided by the wisdom of the human spirit, utilizing the laws of science.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Be Aware Nation. Thank you so much for joining us in this lovely time of the year when everyone is celebrating something, as always, across the globe. Sometimes we have to remember that our own little world is not the only world and that there's many other people in the world having their little worlds. But nonetheless, this time of year is special because it is holiday season in a lot of places around the world, and many people celebrate this time, and so their collective consciousness about this time of year is quite vibrant, and there's a lot of expectation, there's a lot of desire, there's a lot of focus, and for those of us who are really seeking to be aware, to expand our consciousness, there's a very high vibration that occurs at this time of the year. And so I welcome everyone to the show and welcome you to this very special time of year, and I wish only the highest vibrations for everyone, and may your expectations manifest into exactly what you want them to be. So, hi, Barry.
Greetings. Greetings, Be Aware people. Greetings and happy, happy, happy holiday time. It's a lovely, lovely season and a wonderful time to get together and to...
I guess they thought I was Santa Claus because I forgot to tell them that my name is Sally.
I bet they figured that out, figuring out that this is the Barry and Sally Letzer show. We're here at Be Aware Nation Radio giving you the essence of what it is the Barry and Sally perspective on life is all about. Be Aware Nation is really a creation relative to what we all seek as a fundamental, synthesized way of living. And we've looked at this from a lot of different angles and introduced an awful lot of different concepts as we've gone along. And so as we get into the gift-giving season, and we start to look at how this whole ideal of sharing takes on a very exciting and fundamental sort of role in our lives. We're all very, 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 very busy now. This is a very active time where people are really pursuing ways to get together. This is really one of the top periods of time in the year when humans really reach out to be together. And so it's really exciting just on that basis. Whatever your inclinations of spirit might be or how you choose to celebrate what it is you think is this seasonal opportunity, the very nature of it still in almost any cultural inclination is cause for all of us to reach out and be together and share that sense of self with each other. So it's a highly reflective time.
Even those that we know are not of our culture, this time of the year, for those who celebrate some form of a holiday and reaching out and sharing with others and exchanging love and goodness, be it in the form of companionship, gifts, food, prayers, thoughts, again, you know, to reach out to those across the world who need our thoughts and prayers, that's the most important thing, because someone can be living quite a simple life with not much material goods, and yet they can be quite happy and content. And as we know, people with a lot of material goods and a lot of people around them, perhaps they feel lonely and empty. So we can never assume that someone else's story is that story unless we ask them what their story is or investigate what that story is. And so certainly this time of year allows us to reflect and to engage others and really reach out that little bit extra bit to ask how they're doing, what's going on, and really be interested in someone else. Everybody loves it when someone is interested in them, whether they might be a little bit curmudgeon or grumpy or put off by your questions. I think everybody enjoys a little attention. And so it's a wonderful thing to do. So let's remember to do that as well.
It's a really important time to really, again, be aware of our capacity as humans to express ourselves as fully as possible. That's been the basic dialogue that we've been attempting to have here, and really use this platform to open up the discourse amongst ourselves, with you, with ourselves, with the community at large, and with that ultimate world view where the global family is included in the discourse of engagement, which is, you know, the ultimate in togetherness. You know, the finding the commonality amongst us is far easier around particular events in life, around particular ways in which life is celebrated. So the concept of Christmas, the concept of the way in which a seasonal celebration gets expressed across the cultural spectrum is really the significance of really being aware of having a worldview that all of those separate, disparate, individual expressions really are speaking from a core central place, that sense of being that we all possess and that we all fundamentally want to reach out and share with each other. And so we've created this concept of this particular season and have identified it with various names to cause us as communal members to reach out to each other and find ways to nurture each other in a unique way that's unlike any other celebration of humanity throughout the year. It's really a fascinating way in which we try to gift each other with our goodness. It's a real, natural, organic way in which love finds its way to the forefront, where the nature of looking at life through the prism of a living system of love seems so natural, seems so fundamentally appropriate. And so it gives us an opportunity to look deeply at what we are gifting, how we are gifting, who we are gifting. It's a way in which we can analyze self in the concept of sharing outside the normal opportunity. You know, this gives us an opportunity to really focus and drill down on some of the, you know, basic instinctual desires that we possess as humans. You know, we really want to take care of, acknowledge, gift the people that we really care about and that fundamentally mean something to our living process. So how we get to express that really tells us a lot about ourselves, and it tells us a lot about our place in society and in the community. And clearly, in the larger spectrum, those are a lot of the same issues across that global family that are currently under an enormous amount of pressure. You know, the ability to deliver that gifting really comes from that sense of equity that we were busy speaking about last week, and how that sense of personal equity gets expressed and fundamentally gets shared.
Yeah, last week we were really, if I could just summarize it, sort of to some key points. When we talk about our system, our living system of love at Be Aware Nation, that is our fundamental operating system. And we have our, we believe there is a universal operating system, a global operating system, and a personal operating system. But the living system of love is the underpinning of all systems. And when we talk about systems, systems work. They cause function to occur, hopefully seamlessly. But sometimes systems do go awry. We talk about quotients, your LQ, IQ, or EQ, your love quotient, LQ, your life quotient, your IQ is your commonly thought of as your intellectual quotient, but it's your intuitive quotient, your intuition quotient, and EQ, your, some people think of that as your emotional quotient. We like to call it your equity quotient. And so how these quotients intertwine with systems, it's almost like there's a wave and there's the sand and the wave. You really can't separate the rhythm of them. The quotient and the system are integral parts, and how they work together to create a seamless operation is the key. So we're constantly in our awareness assessing our living assets so that we can prioritize and refine our quotient, our perspective on our quotient, and our perspective on how our systems are working. And when we think about the rule, we say the rule of life, the rule of law, this is how we operate within systems. And whatever, again, your cultural inclination is, and what your perception of the rule of life, the rule of law is, there is a general agreement within these people that have a common cultural perspective on their rule of life or the rule of law. And those general agreements are how we operate. And so therefore we operate under shared principles. We share the principles, and so then we share our interaction on those principles. And one of the key things when we talk about a quotient is this equity quotient. In terms of today's talk, because we look at the global systems and we look at the enormous pressure that they're under, people, places, and things under enormous amounts of pressure because there is a shift going on. And so what is equity within that enormous shift? And when I spoke earlier about expectations, I think, you know, we all have to be much more aware of what our expectations are. You know, some people say, well, the best way to give is with no expectation. And that truly is the purest form of giving, and therefore so much to be grateful for, because you're able to simply give. That is your reward. That is your gift. But we have expectations, and they're healthy and real and important. Because expectation is, in its purest sense, a combination of our desire, our design of that desire, and our outcome. And therefore, that's a result. So expectations are, again, part of that ebb and flow, that wave in the sand in the wave. It's an integral part of how we design our desires. And so when you talk about an expectation quotient, that's something to really consider. Because what are your expectations? And when they're not met, you find the result is not satisfying to you. And that sets off a whole nother wave of energy that perhaps isn't what you wanted it to be. And so by not really being clear with yourselves, you know, we all love to talk here at Be Aware Nation about our many selves that reside within this human body we walk around with. There's a whole bunch of people trying to grab a hold of the steering wheel. And at any given time, all those selves have an expectation. And that is the synergy. Is it a synergized system of selves, or is it a bunch of screaming memes trying to grab the wheel and causing you to, you know, drive off the road?
And
that isn't exactly where you intended to be. Then you have to call the tow truck. It might be cold outside. It's raining. It's never a good time when the car goes off the road. So when you look at really articulating what those expectations are and how those expectations are then met, not only by your own efforts, but let's face it, you put expectations out in the world that involves relationship. Relationship to others, relationship to the world at large, relationship to nature. And again, how much of that are we able to really design and control that design so our desire is met? So that's really one of the things we want to talk about today, is this concept of expectation meeting itself, resonating in the world at large. And I think this is a good time of year to talk about people profitability, and we call that civil commerce. How does civil commerce and people profitability resonate to your expectation? Because it's the end of the year, people are looking to a new year, and many, many, many times the economic quotient is part of the equity quotient that causes our expectation quotient to all be humming at a very high vibration. And we want to go into this new year knowing that our E quotients are very well aligned. And when you look at what's going on in the global economic system, there's a lot of pressure, as we said, and because of these shifting times, it's not going to get any easier until it shifts, and we have to really be aware of how to best position ourselves within this squeezing of systems so that change can occur. So one of the ways that we talk about an economic system and a people profitability through civil commerce is corp-a-nation. A corp-a-nation is our term for an evolutionized corporation. We don't think at Be Aware Nation that we need to dismantle everything in our sight that exists today in order to create change. That's unrealistic. Things do need to be severely overhauled and repurposed. But we have to look at the corporation as itself, as something that we have all had some form of general agreement that we're going to participate with. Like it or not, we have all participated within this corporation model. One of the things that at Be Aware Nation that we don't agree with for the corporation model is that a corporation has all the rights of an individual. And we don't think that structurally that that's a correct way to go. A corporation should not have individual rights within the structure of law, the rule of law. And so, but yet again, corporations are our economic model that globally we all adhere to on some level. And so a corp-a-nation is simply looking at ways to evolutionize the existing corporate structures and frameworks and alter them to serve a motive of civil commerce and a motive of people profitability, so that our cultural convictions meet our civic community. And that's how we see the underpinnings of a corporation. You have got to serve the civic community and the people with, and the people make up that community. So Be Aware Nation really believes that this corporation is fueled by what we call an entrepreneuriator. And an entrepreneuriator is our evolutionized term for an entrepreneur. An actual enactmentor of a living system of love, a corporation builder. They are imaginators of a new civil commerce and people profitability. An evolutionized entrepreneur who sees beyond the bottom line to weave a deeper, more complex fabric, which is in harmony with the principles that creates the kind of social fabric we're interested in having for ourselves, our families, and our communities. So I'll let Barry take it from here in terms of a little deeper intertwining for how this corporation moves us forward.
You know, it's a very, very good analysis of really where we are in terms of people looking for an alternative. You know, the whole ideal of how to achieve a greater degree of equity, a more meaningful sense of self within the process of the social fabric that's currently being woven and unwoven. The unique nature of where we are now evolutionarily is something to behold indeed, and I think that's really at the core of what we speak to when we talk about evolutionizing the language of leadership for an LQ living system. You know, how to describe our lives in a way that really illustrates how we ourselves want to lead ourselves into the future in a way that really takes advantage of and leverages our full capacity, our full resource abilities to express creativity in this new world, and how we describe and define that experience begins to establish the framework, the fundamental formation of how we translate these ether communications, this sense of knowing, this intuition, this IQ. How do we translate IQ into an efficient EQ? By using the fundamental principles of a LQ to really work to deliver, again, that full circle back to LQ, which is the from love quotient to life quotient. And how we use our intuition to really build equity into every piece of every operating framework that we bring to bear out of our capacity now to be aware of our abilities, to be aware that we can design these desires, that we can weave these fabrics, that we can bring these principles into being, that they are the thread that, of that awareness that we can weave consciously into the fabrics of our designs to beget framework structures and models that reflect and mirror our universal operating system, our own interpretation of mirroring that universal ethos, whatever it may be. That's our personal operating system. Whether we know it or not, how we live and how we act and how we function is a direct reflection, an absolute mirror of what it is we're currently doing to mirror the universal ethos. And so the more conscious we are of that, the more aware we are of that, the more able we are to bring a personal design to bear that does fulfill our expectation, that does deliver a sense of centered balance that we seek so desperately amongst these compressing forces. The fundamentals of why we feel overwhelmed by technology and media, why self seem so compromised, why self as an expanded nature, which is family, look at where everybody is feeling exposed, vulnerable, fragile. That's where that EQ really begins to showcase itself across the spectrum that makes up the basis of the global operating system. How we as a global family beget our communal nature, how we use that operating material that's present to express a communal nature, a cultural integrity that really reflects our abilities to express ourselves resourcefully and fully and robustly as a community, as an identified, delineated subset of a particular culture, a particular society, a particular group. That's what the challenge is. As the world gets tighter and tighter and more people start to live closer and closer, the challenges of how that human commerce gets formulated, how we are going to create a meaningful environment where the kind of civil commerce can go on as the nature of humanity floods into the city states that are busy being created now, where the overwhelming forces of humanity are cascading and conflicting together, seeking some form of reward, some form of identification of value relative to self. So that's a lot of expectation that she's talking about. And that's an awful lot of expectation that's not spoken about. It's an awful lot of expectation that is busy going on that nobody is busy defining, so it can't even be spoken about. There's no language links to describe the communication to carry the message across the parties that need to hear it. And so, what are we gifting? The significance of what we do in sharing, what it is we as consumers consume, what it is we want to ultimately use as the currency of our love expression. So how do we really create a framework, a formula? How do we craft a message within a framework that is no longer conducive to the kind of delivery of a message that is a simply new form, a new way of expressing oneself that no longer is functionally literate, functionally a component of the social discourse? We no longer are having the same kind of celebration. Here we are in a season that we're trying to talk to, about, and around. It's Christmas, it's Hanukkah, it's Kwanzaa, it's celebration, it's winter solstice, it's let's get together and party. It's all the things that it is. And so more and more than ever before, because our awareness is growing, because more people are in contact and in communication with each other than ever before, the ether communications that have been translated into knowing, that intuitional sharing that has now gone on amongst us all, has indicated a greater expectation of what life can deliver for us. And does that get delivered in the same sort of package under the tree? Do we take the ribbons and bows and paper off the box that contains the new way of living? Is it the new formulas? Is it the new frameworks? Is it the new structures that will engage and enable us to begin to create the type of civil commerce and social structure that speaks to the kind of awareness and consciousness that is now present in our abilities to share with each other, to gift each other at layers and levels never before known? And so how do we begin to define this? How do we begin to describe it? all of these ways in which we speak about evolutionizing warism into the living system of love, evolutionizing capitalism into civil commerce, evolutionizing an entrepreneur into an entrepreneuriator, the ideal of evolutionizing a corporation into a corporation, looking at this concept of this human mind's ability to create a medium like the internet that fundamentally exposes humanity now to having to identify outside of the traditional known territorial boundaries. Land and space itself no longer constrain or define or delineate belief. And so now that we have an expanded sense of thought range, that thought range can associate itself with all types of variations. It still ultimately wants to accrue and aggregate around some like-mindedness. It still wants to reflect cooperation at its core in how it seeks to join. That's the most clear example that the universal ethos is really comprised of cooperation as opposed to chaos. That the fundamental way we want to express ourselves is through cooperation. And so finding ways to use cooperation as the basic operating material of everything we do to construct these new frameworks, models, and structures is what will enable and embolden all of us as participants to bring our creativity to bear, because the equity will be built in. Our natural affiliation with ourselves and our group will be reflected through our participation, because the reward will be equal. And because the reward will be equal, we will be equally stimulated to participate. It's really quite an interesting way of looking at a shared experience at its core level, where human commerce, for the purpose of itself, expresses itself wholly and completely through the benefit of being able to deliver all the goods all the time, every single time, because of the mere nature of bounty itself being the natural reflection of the universal ethos. That love-filled goodness is present in every single transmutational moment of how we see our realities created, how we form our realities, how consciousness becomes our material matter. And so awareness, literally in being, in process, becoming our conscious state of being, is informed and enlivened by that sort of shared thought of a new language that gets expressed. Now we're speaking about different things, so our expectations become different. So now that our expectations are different, our manifestations of reality become different. It's that's how the threads are tied towards throughout this new creation of this new science of thought creation. How do we bring this new science of thought creation into the new science of reality creation? And those are the threads. Those are some of the threads by which we can weave awareness into being. So that's really one of the ways in which we look at our own participation in the creation of the frameworks, models, and structures that we've assembled. This whole ideal of the corporation expressing the natural, organic expression from that sourcation of acknowledgement and awareness of where ether communication evolves from, how the universal ethos gets expressed through the cosmic energy transmuting into material matter, where our awareness, our consciousness, understands the state of being, the state of knowing, and chooses those living assets of love-filled goodness that natural bounty of being and reflects through their own natural interpretation what their own interpretation of that universal ethos through their own prism of their personal operating system most accurately reflects. And it's that process of that delivery of the energization of the universal ethos as self that gets expressed as the personal operating system that we look at designing our own engagement vehicles around. That's essentially what our organizational endeavors are all about.
And, you know, when we go back to that rule of life, rule of law, and therefore those general agreements that we all adhere to, and then the principles that we share because of those that rule of life or rule of law that we accept as a general thesis to operate by, if we're sharing that principle, why is it then that we are not able to share in so much of our daily work life? The corporation, as it stands, is not typically set up for the participation of A, the people that work and create the goods and services for that corporation, and then the end user who receives those goods and services by choosing to participate with that corporation. And so one of the integral parts of corporation at Be Aware Nation, the business model of Be Aware Nation, is this idea if we're going to share principles, we need to share profit. And that profit is not just dollars. That profit, of course, is dollars, but it is also this idea of participation, and that the shared values need to be an absolute integral part of how the business operates. And, you know, typically we need a spirit council. We need an ethos council. Every corporation needs a heartbeat of this ethos, of these shared principles that are stated throughout the organization, and the spirit of the people. I'm not talking about necessarily a religious affiliation. I'm talking about the sense of spirit of humanity that has to be enlivened and uplifted as somebody spends that many hours a day providing for their families through their work, that experience should uplift them even more and spill out into their family and friends and their community. And that's the essence of what a corporation must be, the heartbeat of a community, not to drain or rape and pillage a community, but to actually uplift their community in which it resides and therefore serves. So another aspect of that, in terms of how does an entrepreneuriator then fit into that corporation model? It's interesting because studies have said that one of the fastest growth sectors of the workforce is a social entrepreneur. More and more people in the seeking of knowing intuitively or consciously about the shift that is occurring because of the pressures that are on this global system, people really want to serve and make their life have meaning by using their time at work for something that matters to them. And so this field of social entrepreneurism is really growing. And the number of nonprofits that have grown in the last 5 years is phenomenal. Not that, again, the system, the economic system, is necessarily set up to serve those nonprofits. It's very difficult to fund your nonprofit. But again, we feel that that's something that is needs to be changed as well. Why does a nonprofit have to, you know, create funding for itself when a corporation has the profit motive? Why is it so often people say, oh, well, you're doing good, you must be a non-profit. But if you're a corporation, you're not doing good. And that's just not true. That's a blanket statement. There are many corporations that exist today that are doing good, that are reorganizing themselves to be an aware company. And the same way a nonprofit, because you are serving others, does not mean that, you know, you have to beg, borrow, and cry for funding. So we really need to change, again, those structures. And a corporation model serves both the nonprofit and the for-profit model in a new economic model. And that's one of the ways that we really are converging those two worlds under this new model.
It's really a challenge, ultimately, how we face today's pressures in terms of how evolution is really creating a new axis of living. There's truly a new way in which life is seeking to find an expression of itself, and life itself is expressed through all forms of nature, through all forms of reality, and we as humans who have the interpretive skills and the awareness to be able to communicate that interpretation is really what makes us believe that we're the highest element on the chain and ultimately reside at the top of the chart in terms of our abilities to be able to articulate life on Earth as we know it. And so those certainly, that particular subject matter has become the basic discourse now of the global community, of the global family, the need to find some synthesis of thought, some operating system that fundamentally reflects the global need to achieve a greater degree of balance and to reflect a much more sustainable expression of life on Earth has become the basic topic of everybody in the global family. And as such, the need to create a language, a common framework, wherein we can begin to discern and describe and define what elements make up that type of sustainability on a global basis. We see there's just been some type of general agreement formed in Bali over the idea that as a global family, we want to now operate around this basic operating structure to deliver us to a agreed upon collective state of expression, wherein how we engage in human commerce will, its effect will begin to be mitigated in terms of our impact on the Earth. And so that's a very, very important new framework to be able to see how this all becomes reality. How the global family is now able to craft a tangible functional model that everybody from every corner can begin to use as protocol to build processes around that reflect a common, centralized, balanced way of perceiving oneness on the globe. And that's a significant way in which the basic way in which nature expresses itself, in which the universal ethos is expressed across all of reality. We can now bring our global vision, our human capacity to articulate that global vision, to bear in a new way so that the entire global family can now access that communication. So the delivery of that scope of information, wherein the entire global family is tied together with the threads of this new agreement, this new protocol to create new processes to establish a common way of behaving, how human nature is allowed to express itself across the globe. These are all new models and patterns that we can begin to use, because it shows us that the language links that we're using to seek to describe what's necessary to build consensus, to build agreement across cultural inclinations, across cultural disparity, across religious differences, across political strife. We're still able to recognize the commonality of humanity's ability to live and express itself fundamentally is an agreeable item. And if that itself is an agreeable item, we have now gone an enormously long way towards using that same pattern protocol to create different ways of expressing a new form of engagement where warism and the operating system of fear no longer have to be the DNA of the operating material we choose to use to create and craft these agreements, this consensus. It shows us that true respect and regard and understanding, which is the basis of love, that fundamentally love and regard for ourselves and each other and our place on the earth, the very ground underneath us as we think and speak and listen, is what is common to all of us that must be respected and regarded. And that basic fabric that is underneath us now shows us that we can lift that fabric up and not just have it underneath our feet, but use it to wrap around ourselves, to create common security blankets, wherein the ideals and values, the morals and ethics that reflect the kinds of principles in which we view this commonality through, as different as they may be, we now see that there's a way to weave those differences into a common cloth that can wrap us up individually. Again, remember, we liken it to the online global family theme park. There's thematic arenas. They all might be in the same theme park, but they're distinct and separate onto themselves. And you can actually go there and wrap yourself in those fabrics that reflect those values, that reflect those principles. Those are the challenges that we face as the common community where we live today begins to emerge.
And I think that, you can feel overwhelmed at times. You know, you can say all of that that you just said so well and very articulate, but yet I'm thinking, you know, there's always a part of us that gets overwhelmed, that wonders, are we really at a point in time where love is the operating system? You know, is violence and war still so much a part of our DNA? Do we have hope? Of course we have hope. And I think that one of the most hopeful and encouraging things that reflects our goodness and reflects our awareness that love is the most basic and wonderful tenet that we can adhere to, is that we've come so far. When you look at the arc of history and you look at the technology and awareness of conscious awareness and how they have grown and flourished in sync together. People, you know, a lot of people feel that technology is are to our detriment. But technology was starting the fire as cave people. Technology is, was the wheel. Technology is technology. It's simply human creativity creating things that assist us in moving forward. And we've come to this point in time in our human evolution where we can actually talk about things as talking to people on the other side. We can talk about our extraterrestrial friends. We can talk about phenomena. We can talk about our feelings. We can talk about many, many societal things that were verboten for so many years that now are freely discussed and out in the open. There's so many wonderful ways that humanity has now begun to express itself and care for itself. That is the most wonderful and enlivening aspect of where we are. So as much as this compression and global pressure that the we're all feeling on some level, it's all meant to shift us forward, and it will shift us forward. It is, like it or not, here we go. And so to grab a hold of it in the most hopeful and proactive way, to be aware of it instead of running and hiding from it. Change is the most phenomenal thing. Change happens every day within our little cells. While we're not even aware of it, our body functions as it does. And we breathe and our heart beats and we walk and we talk. And so this is what evolution is. It's just going on. But if we sync up to it and we're aware of it and we ride that wave of evolution, then we enjoy it. We have joy. We're not afraid. We're not overwhelmed. We have the positive responses more than the negative responses. I'm not saying that we don't all have negative responses. That's all part and parcel, as I go back to the very beginning, of our expectation. Our expectation can sometimes come out negatively against what our design was, or it can come out positively. And so I would like to just, finish up my words here today by saying that I'm so full of hope, I'm so full of joy, I'm so full of love, much more than I am full of fear and anxiety and being overwhelmed. I'm going to ride that hope wave. I'm going to ride that love wave. And I wish everyone out there a wonderful, wonderful end of the year. And I look to myself and to you to look at our expectations, refine our expectations, and refine our outcomes so that we can really benefit ourselves and the people that we love and the people that we don't know that we love. We just want to spill it out and give it up. So, happy, happy.
Very good. Very, very, very good. What a wonderful way to say it all. Love, love, love. It's the opportunity to use the season to share our love, and it's what we're doing anyway. So the more conscious we are now of how we share that love and what we're giving when we really give ourselves and the awareness that we're able now to really use as a function of our giving is really something that we can all really focus on as the medium by which we all are able to use this season to lift ourselves up collectively. So happiness, happiness, happiness to you this season. And see you in the ether as we go along. And we'll continue to develop this into a new way of expressing and experiencing ourselves together with you. And we look forward to sharing with you. And please make sure that you check in at beawarenation.com and come to see us. And we're readying our network and hope to have it up by the beginning of the new year to begin engaging everyone within a new realm online at Be Aware Nation. So again, happy holidays and see you in the ether.
See you in the ether.
Thank you for joining us, Be Aware people, here at Be Aware Nation, where being aware is a state to put your mind in. So come visit us at BeAwareNation.com until we can continue our conversation next Sunday at 5 p.m. here on BBS Radio Channel 1, where we'll look forward to finding out what you're doing to merge medias into your mind in a way that matters. Remember, life affirms what you believe. So don't believe everything you think. Intuit, your way home. See you in the ether.